Here is the winter meditation for you. You can do this in late autumn, mid-November, end of November, through to December, and maybe even January. Because the whole point of this meditation is to look at the theme of withdrawing and stillness and aligning ourselves with the season of slowing down and letting go. So let's start by breathing deeply. Breathe in from the diaphragm, long and slow breaths, making sure that you're comfortable in a chair or somewhere where you won't be disturbed, and giving yourself this time for you as a gift, allowing yourself to breathe deeply. And as you breathe deeply, allow yourself to relax. Let your thoughts be like clouds that pass across the sky of your mind. Let them go. Just release the mind chatter. Try and still your mind. Focus on a point within your mind that is still. Let go of all the things that would normally demand your attention. Release and let go. And feeling that place of stillness within, the earth holding us in a loving embrace, the trees breathing out as we are, whispering an ancient message of transformation, clouds moving across the sky, and in the beauty of a perfect moment, let them pass. And allowing your emotions to still, like a lake on a moonlit night, without a ripple. You are calm, you are clear, you are reflective. Your body is relaxed, your mind is still, your emotions calm, and coming together like a constellation of stars. They allow the soul to arise and be present and awake as we follow this meditation through. Breathing deeply, give yourself a breath of gratitude for having given yourself this time to breathe, to reconnect with nature, to restore your soul in the depths of winter. Think about what drew you to this meditation. Allow yourself to fall into the reason that brought you here. Knowing and understanding what the need was that drew you. And let yourself be nourished that you answered that call and you are giving this time to your personal calling and longing. And let whatever part of you needed this time, body, mind, emotions, let that part of you feel loved and held. And now in your mind, breathing deeply, see yourself sitting in a wood where the late autumn sun is fading in the distance, just the last rays filtering through the branches. Your back is sitting next to an old oak tree, strong, ancient, wise. Allow yourself to feel deeply connected to the earth. Imagine placing your hands on the earth, feeling its coldness, its hardness, its depth, its richness, Sense the withdrawal and retreat of the natural world around you. The seed cases are nearly empty. The flowers long ago gone. Maybe the odd one still lingering, but fading. The ferns now brown and dying down into the earth. And you too feeling that retreat into your inner sanctuary. Feel the holding of you, the safety of you, and the nourishing of you. And as you breathe in the energy of the earth through your feet and your hands into your body, restoring your strength and your energy. Breathe it into the parts of your body that need it the most. Is it your mind that needs revitalizing? Your back, your shoulders, your heart? The earth has a powerful, fertile energy that will hold the autumn seeds until it is their time to come to life in spring. So let it fill you with that strength and energy now. Around you, a gentle breeze carries leaves as they let go of their branches and fly free. And as you breathe out, consider what you are ready to release. And as you see the leaves falling, let that which no longer serves you fly free. Release. Let go. Release it to the past. Let it go with the wind. Feel the lightness of being that comes from not carrying it any longer. And going deeper into your core and your stillness. Feel yourself becoming softer, your face relaxing, your shoulders dropping, your whole body relaxing into that held stillness of the earth and the season. Feeling yourself dropping into a comfortable, soft place, sinking into the heart of your being. And in this deep place at the core of your being, know that you are not alone. That the presence of the spirit of living nature breathes softly and gently with you. That others, maybe at this very time, are also doing the same thing, going within themselves and with you in this place of sacred being, this place of rootedness to the earth, of trust in this time to reflect, to let go, to release, and to hold still. And sense that you are part of a greater collective energy of strength and peace that is happening, that holds you and nourishes you. The trees around you are aware. They are also letting go of that which they no longer need. They are witnesses to each other's releasing, just as we are to all those who are releasing. And in the dropping of the leaves, the fertile ground takes them and uses them to nourish your roots. And what you have learned from all your experiences in the year before will nourish you in the years to come. All the challenges of the last year, all the wonderful things that you experienced, and all the really difficult, painful experiences, they are all part of what we use to nourish our own rootedness. They teach us, they strengthen us, and they support our growth if we allow it to. So let what's happened to you this year nourish you. Let it teach you. Let it do that for you and turn your moments that were difficult into steps, steps that take you to a place of greater wisdom and greater transformation. You are not alone. You are just shedding that which you no longer need, like the skin of a serpent. You've learned so much. You've come so far. Nothing is ever lost. Nature doesn't waste a thing. The skin you are shedding does not leave you unnourished. It leaves you unfettered by the past, ready for a new skin in the spring. And this incredibly potent time, this honoring of your heart, of what's taken place in the year, and your longings for the future, but this place between the two is also the moment that the seeds of what is to come are born and nourished in the soil of your wisdom. We can see ahead of us when we know how the present moment has evolved out of the past. We can see clearly. So allow yourself to be open to the new possibilities. Of what you might birth in this potent womb-like withdrawal retreat time, where seeds are born and seeded into the rich earth of our wisdom. Trust that what is growing within you will break free when the time is right. And all you have to do is listen to your body, listen to your soul. Give yourself time, as trees do in winter, waiting for spring. and listen to the heartbeat of Mother Earth, the feminine life force within and around us, and offer gratitude that she may help us, and that in the nourishing of her, we too may be nourished. We are not separate. We are all connected in this life and this planet. And breathe that connectivity into your lungs as the trees breathe into the atmosphere. Breathe it into your heart as if we too are in the heart of the Earth Mother herself. Let it flow through our blood as it flows through the rivers and the streams. Let it flow into our muscles and the cells of our body as it does into every living thing on earth. And when you breathe that feeling of the heartbeat of Mother Earth, the life force within and around us, when you feel filled with that, let it rise to the stars from whence we came. For when one of us rises, there is hope for us all. When all of us rise, we are powerful beyond measure. And let this sense of feeling that energy in your body and releasing it to the stars, let that be a very embodied memory that you can draw on, you can revisit when you need to. And with that thought, let us give gratitude for who we are, for what we have learned, for what we can still offer. We are breathing. Each day is a new day. Each dawn, a new possibility. We can be filled with life if we give ourselves the chance to replenish our souls and take that energy and use it. And maybe with a sense of wholeness and strength, connection with the Earth Mother. If you feel that strong, that filled with that energy, maybe send it along the wind to embrace your loved ones and surround them with this loving energy. Maybe those that need healing, maybe you can visualize them being wrapped in this energy, this powerful, loving strength that endures over millennia and reaches to the stars. Visualize wrapping them in that energy. And maybe extending it to embrace your friends or your community. And can you extend that to embrace those suffering in need that have no sanctuary? And to the earth and the sky and to the sea, release that energy. We are not separate from it. We are part of it, part of its strength, part of its power, part of its collective wisdom and growth, ebbing and flowing like the tides, growing, resting like the seasons, changing with the moon phases, natural, sacred, wild. This is our true nature. And this is the calling of nature. It is an invitation to be alive, to awaken, to know what it is to be at one with the world around us. In a place that is neither right nor left, black nor white, but a place of evolving change, a place of connectedness, where every action is connected to another. An energetic ecosystem that separated flounders yet connected is strong, rooting us to life, to understanding our place in the universe. And that by just the honoring of our true nature, we can be a part of the great transformation that are the cycles of life. And in the shedding of that which no longer serves you, in the releasing of the past, in the honoring of the present in this sacred time and place and our place within it, we give thanks. We honor nature and its cycles. We honor our own natural being. And let the symbol of the solstice, the winter solstice, and the spring that approaches be a beacon for us in the dark nights ahead, knowing that every night has its dawn. Every winter has a spring, and every hibernation has an awakening. But every season has its difficulty, and every season has its gift. And aligning ourselves to a changing, evolving seasonal cycle with its meaning for us will effortlessly support our growth, our wisdom, our health, and our strength. And coming back to the oak tree, feeling your back against the oak tree and the wood where the sun is now setting in the distance. Know that it will rise again, each day taking us closer to a new dawn, a new day, a new seasonal cycle. And with that thought, come slowly and gently back to your body. back to being aware of the you that is now, becoming aware of your arms, your legs, your back, your neck, your head, maybe stretching your shoulders, stretching your toes, your fingers, picking up, arching your back, just moving, maybe serpent-like, in memory of the skin that you've just shed. And when you are ready, open your eyes, stretch, and give a deep breath and release. And may the blessings of this seasonal cycle be with you. May the blessings of this meditation be with you today and every time you give yourself time to align yourself with the seasonal cycle. May your time there be blessed. Blessed be.